Hey there, this is Lisa Adkins, and this is the 5 in 5. 5 minutes a day for 5 days in a row. It's bite-sized goodness for thriving in the modern world of work. Hey, this is Lisa Adkins, and you've got me and Matthew Cornillon. We are in the last question in our exploration of the present and future of Agile coaching. And that question has us taking a much bigger view. It's this: what's the evolutionary angle of Agile coaching?
So one of the things that I've heard in this downturn of the Agile coaching as a job is people saying that, I've heard people say, we're post-Agile. We've moved on to new things. We're done. We don't need, you know, we've already done the transformation. I think we talked about that in one of our earlier answers. It ties into this view of transformation as this suggestion that it's like you transform and then you're done and everything's fine. And I think it's just too easy. I think that we are working against all of human history. Maybe that's a little too weighty. So let's just focus on the nearer term, say since the beginning of the 20th century, you know, Taylorist ideas. Even more recently, let's just go to the 50s. Let's look at any movie made and starting in the 50s till now. How often do you see a caring, empathetic manager who makes room for the voices of others and glorifies the team working together over the lone genius? You see it in certain places, maybe a sports movie. But when you see the world of business, usually you see someone barking orders. We see their genius justifies the fact that they're very impossible people, other things like that. And I just think that it's going to take a lot longer for the world of work to evolve to the place where we're all ready to work together in a way that is both productive, gets done what we want to get done, and fun, humane, equitable, joyous.
Yeah. So when you say things like that, you know, my deep study in adult development comes online. And it's quite evident that the ideas of Agile, not only Agile, but all of what I would put in the basket of new ways of working or modern ways of working, all of them come from a level of mental complexity and a value set that is not widely distributed yet. And so people say, my God, why haven't we transformed the world of work yet? And I say, well, my goodness, I mean, we're moving from just this simple thing, thinking of organizations as machines, to thinking of organizations as living ecosystems and everything that comes along with that. And we've only been at that for 20 years. I would say we're doing pretty darn good. So when we look at it from that perspective, that Agilists are merely and importantly one part of a huge evolution that's happening, not only in business, but in our everything we have human made, then I think we're doing pretty good. And I think that things are urgent, so we better not hurry. And what I mean by that is that, like, if we look at where we're headed on the planet with climate catastrophe, with species loss, and oh my gosh, rise of extremism, incredible inequality. I mean, like, you could just keep going on and on. And all of these things are inextricably linked together into a meta crisis. That's how a lot of people talk about it. You know, then the way out of the meta crisis is with each other. It's not going to be with a smart genius who is given a pass, even though they're an asshole. That is not going to be the way we figure this out. And so what we know how to do, and maybe more importantly, who we know how to be as Agilists, I think is so critical for this place we're at, this species moment we're at. And we can really be helpful and of value in working on these larger planetary issues on which our survival actually depends. And so, I mean, I guess a very crass way of saying it is like, maybe all of this stuff we're doing in business has just been practice. So we'll leave you with those couple of thoughts. Anything you'd like to say as we're wrapping this up? And I just really want to appreciate you, Matthew. I've loved exploring these questions with you in the way we have. So you get the last word.
Well, I unfortunately, the only last word that comes to mind is my appreciation for spending the time with you. It's really been great to dive into this, and the conversation went places I didn't think it would, didn't know it would, and I'm happy to have learned about.
So thank you for joining us for the 5 and 5. This is it for now. See ya.
Bye.
I hope you found the 5 and 5 interesting, but mostly I hope you found it useful for thriving in the modern world of work. If you think I could help your organization thrive, visit me at lisaadkins.com. But here's the tricky part. You have to know how to spell it. It's LYSSAADKINS.com.